from Kansas City, Patrick Combs. Patrick.
Yes.
All right, back we are. Let's keep moving. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Patrick Combs.
Hi, Art. How you doing? Hold on. Let me turn the radio down.
Turn it off.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we got it off. Hey, just wanted to say I've been listening to Peter all night.
Patrick.
Patrick. Somebody else called him Peter, so I'm calling
Patrick Combs.
Patrick. I just wanted to say that I really commend what you're doing. I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you very much.
I think you started off with exactly what you're saying. You started off doing this because it was something neat, and now the bank's trying to push you around.
Exactly.
And still, you're holding on to it, saying, hey, it's a principal thing. It's not...
Right.
And you're not going to push me around. I think that's pretty neat.
Thank you very much. It's not, you know, I really appreciate that because it's not easy for me to stand up against this bank. I live now on a day-to-day basis wondering if I'm going to be in court for the next 2 years.
When was the last time they contacted you?
July the 6th.
It's been that long?
Oh,
yes.
My.
You know what? The last conversation I had with the bank was like this. It took every ounce of hardest phone call I've ever made in my life, and I called them and I said, it was the day they expected me to return the money, and I said, I'm not going to give the money back unless we reach a different agreement because I know that I gained a legal right to that money, and I am upset because of the way that I've been treated in this situation. And what I asked him for, and he was in complete agreement to get it for me, was a letter, an official letter from the bank, and some new ATM cards.